Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. TikTok is getting banned in Montana.
There's a lot of stuff.
Micro bikini and water.
On TikTok.
You're stuck on the Pirates ride.
Now, Montana's Republican governor says he's banning it in the state. Greg Gianforte tweets that he made the move to, quote, protect Montanans' personal and private data from the Chinese Communist Party. The bill is set to take effect next January and says violators would have to pay $10,000 a day. But it is expected to be challenged in court. TikTok says the law infringes on people's First Amendment rights. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Embattled Congressman George Santos stays in the House. Democrats tried to get the New York representative expelled, but Republicans blocked it. New York Democrat Daniel Goldman.
I am personally offended that I am walking the same halls and voting on the same legislation as a complete and utter fraud like George Santos.
Heads up if you wear contact lenses. CBS's Deb Rodriguez.
A study by the EPA finds 18 different types of soft contact lenses contain extremely high levels of organic fluorine, a marker of forever chemicals linked to cancer, fetal complications, liver, kidney, and thyroid disease, as well as fertility problems and autoimmune disorders.
Protests in San Francisco after a controversial death at a Walgreens pharmacy. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti tells us no charges were filed and that many people are upset.
The death of 24-year-old Benko Brown is the latest incident in a city blinded by images of shoplifting and petty theft. Protesters call this shooting death murder.
Justice for Benko Brown! File the charges right now!
The district attorney says it was self-defense and is not filing charges.
A bill in Texas banning transgender care for children under 18 heads to the governor's desk after passing in the state's Republican-controlled Senate. The legislation would bar transgender children from accessing surgeries, puberty blockers, and hormone therapies. A Michigan teen saved his 8-year-old sister from being kidnapped. 13-year-old Owen Burns says he was inside his house and heard his sister screaming outside. He looked out the window and saw someone trying to grab her.
I didn't know what to do, so I grabbed my slingshot and opened the window. And I grabbed two things, a marble and a gravel rock or something.
He hit the suspect in the head and chest, allowing his sister to get free. The suspect ran off. Police found him hiding in the bathroom at a nearby gas station. Owen says he normally doesn't have that good of a shot, but this guy was a much bigger target than his usual Pepsi can. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings and notices in the listening area for Thursday, May 18th. In Wood County, the assessment roll of the City of Wisconsin Rapids will be completed and open for public examination from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the City Assessor's office and online at the City's website. The assessor will be available in person and by phone or email to answer questions regarding property assessments. The City of Wisconsin Rapids Board of Review will meet next week on the 25th to hear sworn testimony from property owners who object to their assessments. Oral or written intent to file an objection must be filed 48 hours prior to that meeting. In Portage County, the Transportation Coordinating Committee will meet at 1 p.m. at 2700 Week Street in Stevens Point. The Groundwater Citizens Advisory Committee will meet at 7 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 42. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 74. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, 50, cloudy. Low 60s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Low 70s, mainly sunny skies Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a two for Tuesday edition, Dom. And we gave away two firsts of Brewer tickets, courtesy of our fine affiliate, WISS 1100 AM. Listen to the Brewers on Civic Media. And if you don't live in the Valley, try us on WRCE in southwestern Wisconsin. But Dom, back to the big show. And it is going to be a big hour, I suspect. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, man. There's so much to get to that we have not even touched on. Where do you want to start, man?
That's a great question. Where are the charges?
Where are the charges?
Are the charges is what I would ask. I have turned on right-wing radio, and all I've heard are these defenses. Oh, poor Donald Trump. They never should have started an investigation of Donald Trump, according to the special counselor, Durham. But that's not exactly what Durham said. He might have criticized, and there was already an IG report. They already did this years ago.
The Inspector General, like 2 years ago, released a report, right?
This has already been done. There's no new there. And ultimately, Durham is a tool of the propagandist. And effectively, this report is a propaganda victory for the right, Dom. But not everyone buys in. And I find myself, you know, politics makes interesting bedfellows, Dom. The guy I find myself agreeing with today, strangely, podcaster Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon asked the $64,000 question. Where are the charges? If you don't have court cases, you cannot force these decisions to be made by, let's say, higher courts, whether or not there's validity. If there's no criminal charges, if there's no charges, and I mean, I know Durham tried, but that was thin gruel. That was like CJ. There were no credible charges. Well, I take that back. One guy pled guilty and got probation. I mean, I got worse than that for Coon Creek, man. Right. That's not real stuff. Now, we contrasted that yesterday with the numbers of people charged and convicted and pled guilty under the Mueller report findings. And, of course, the Durham report barely mentions the, you know, the Manafort, Paul Manafort, the campaign chair, giving the insider information to Kilimnik. That's not really a centerpiece of this Durham report. All he really takes issue with is what? Internal mechanisms of a renewal of a FISA warrant and says, that's some shoddy work. And therefore, somehow Donald Trump, according to the propagandist and the spin of it, Tom, Donald Trump's been fully vindicated, according to Dan O'Donnell.
It was Hillary all the time.
It's so ridiculous, this argument that they make. No one, of course, read the report. If they did so, well, they'll use it for whatever political means they need.
Well, that's ultimately the point, right? Just because you have an investigation doesn't mean it's a valid investigation, doesn't mean the investigation is going to bear fruit. But you can say we have an investigation. And just because a report comes out and says one thing or two things, you know, that's how the propaganda works. They'll say it, they'll use it, they'll prop it up to say it says whatever they want it to say in order to further the messaging. The Durham report, it's just so damning. But of course, no criminal charges. And there are two cases they took to court for what, a couple of people lying to the FBI. He lost.
He did. So I would call this a nothing burger. Steve Bannon, I find it interesting. I mean, other than perhaps an affinity for meth, I don't know if Steve Bannon and I share any other qualities, Tom. That's a joke, folks.
Allegedly. That is allegedly. A joke, yes, at least on your side.
And my side.
Allegedly on Steve Bannon's side.
I'm not a meth guy, but conservative podcaster host Steve Bannon, he was, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And he blasted special counsel John Durham. That's the Bill Barr, the Donald Trump appointee, the outgoing president. 4 years ago, put this John Durham in place to get to the bottom of the Russia hoax. And he dropped this thing. And according to conservative podcaster Steve Bannon, it was an epic failure because the effort resulted in no criminal convictions. And we've got sound. And I can't believe I'm playing the sound of Steve Bannon.
Podcaster.
You know, if he was a radio star like us, Dom. But Ebone did the work. We're not going to play much. But former alleged meth head Steve Bannon, Trump campaign advisor, pardoned by the former, and now is calling this an epic failure, this Durham report. It's a nothing burger, CJ. I know you're in the queue. I know you can hear it. Play it for CJ. Play the Bannon.
Let's assume for purposes of this discussion, Brother Davis, I agree with you. Tell me then, that is why, and people come to me all the time, Steve, why don't you spend more time at Durham? Why don't you do this? Durham had the, correct me if I'm wrong, brother, but that's the epic failure of Durham. That shows you, when you say the courts, there's got to be some kind of driver prosecuting. There's got to be a prosecutorial attitude in the courts. The courts aren't going to sit there and just get, like gods, deem this to be true. You have to bring cases before them. Isn't this the epic failure? Am I missing it? I'm not a lawyer, but isn't this the epic failure of Durham, sir?
In part, the fact that there was no there to find. I mean, yes, the same thing the IG report found. The FBI director, or at least the FBI Twitter account, put out statements. Hey, great news. We corrected these things 4 years ago. Problem solved. Now, I'm not saying the FBI is above reproach. I didn't like what James Comey did.
Right.
That, what was it, the 5th of July? Coming back from holiday? Now, the right, those that would spin this Durham report for propaganda said, you know, I couldn't believe Comey came out after the 4th holiday, after the Day of Patriots, and fully exonerated the fully corrupt Hillary Clinton, right? But that was far from an exoneration. It was an evisceration publicly with no charges. Indictments offered.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Where are the indictments? CJ, I ask you, where are the indictments? Where's the evidence? Where are the convictions? If you don't have any, keep it short. Welcome, CJ. Hard to respond to that. Where are the convictions, CJ? Hello. I know you're CJ. There.
Yeah.
All right, there
yes,
we go. There
I
we
am.
Go.
Thank you, guys. Well, here's the, can I just say, I'm sure Civic Radio LLC is going to use all of Trump's tax cuts, but did you see they're hauling in John Brennan? They hauled him in to testify. The truth cometh, because the
there's a future truth above and beyond the Durham report that offered no convictions,
Durham's
no indictments.
Durham's testifying next week.
We're talking about an investigation, if I may, CJ, sure. Durham will testify, and he'll go in front of a Republican committee, and he'll, you know, he'll do the tap dance, and he'll get pushed back on. But this report, this investigation, these 4 years, CJ, and all this money spent, I know you're very concerned about the money spent in the Mueller investigation, all this money spent, and this report gets released, and there's no charges. Why do you think that is?
We listened to you for 2 years saying that it didn't exist. Now you're trying to downplay it. Watch
which part of
testimony.
What are we downplaying, dude?
Cover it gabble to gabble.
We're covering your Durham, buddy. Listen, I'm covering the Durham. Had Durham brought forth convictions, we'd cover that.
Well, charges.
Bring non-meritorious charges because he wasn't able to bring convictions in court, contrary to what happened in the Mueller thing. Now, Donald Trump handed out a lot of pardons. You remember that, CJ? The guys like podcaster Steve Bannon. But I echo podcaster Steve Bannon in the question, where are the charges, CJ? Can you speak to the fact no evidence in this 300-page report? We hear what Durham's opinion is. But why doesn't he offer evidence supported by indictments, supported by charges? To you, I give you
up
a minute.
The Attorney
sir.
General.
What?
That's up to the Attorney General. And are your Civic Radio going to cover?
They're a special counselor. He has the
because
right to suggest charges.
Truth?
I it, had
you
he's,
care about truth. Are you going to cover it gavel to gavel?
Sure. Well, cover it as appropriate on this show because I only control 2 hours a day, CJ. But what I will say is if there are evidence, you know, presented, that's compelling to me.
Your opinion,
CJ, Tom's opinion seldom, and Durham's opinion never has been compelling to me when not supported by evidence.
Isn't this the epic failure of Durham, sir?
It certainly seems like it. And CJ, Durham is not going to get up in front of committee under oath and testify about anything that's not in the report already. You know, if there was some there, if there were going to be charges, that would already be in the report. He would have already leveled those things. So whatever back and forth you think is going to be gained by the Republicans and Durham, and I would expect there'll be some pushback as well, is if it's not in the report, there's no new news coming out of his testimony in front of any committee.
Well, and there was no new news in the report, just a lot of conjecture and opinion and rehash of information that was presented in an IG report a couple of years ago. And that wasn't exactly, it's not like we're FBI guys here, man. We're not federales, CJ. I'm not here to support them. I do believe in facts in a court of law. Your guy just didn't get anybody to a court of law or convicted. Come back, more Devils.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 36 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 70. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 56, overcast. Upper 60s Friday and Saturday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
From Ash Goes, Wisconsin, to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Crudy, I don't know if you saw this, some breaking news out there. The conservative right stuff, they might just get a new customer, because it's being reported that U.S. Rep. Lauren Boebert has filed for divorce from her husband after nearly 20 years. She's on the market, fellas. Go get her.
I'm not gleeful about the end of another person's marriage. I heard they, you know, had troubles with the gun-themed restaurant they ran as a couple. You know, financial troubles with your gun-themed restaurant often lead to divorce, Dom. It's not a happy thing. Couldn't happen to a nicer lady, but...
Well, the conservative men I've dated at least know how to treat me like a woman.
You know, my understanding, the Right Stuff conservative dating app was really lacking, apparently, in what, females signing up for it? So, you know, maybe Lauren Boebert can get a new job. Spokesperson for the Right Stuff.
Dominic, I'd like to speak to perhaps the most, well, anyways, I'm not going to characterize it. Let me just bring you some of the reporting.
All right.
On your favorite Florida governor who wants to send law enforcement and troops to the Texas border as his run-up to a presidential campaign. What could possibly go wrong here? I read, Dateline Tallahassee, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Meatball Ron, said Tuesday he will send state law enforcement officers to the southern border in Texas. Now, I watched enough Dukes of Hazzard to know when you get to the county border, the sheriff's stuck, right?
I don't know if that's the thing, man. I think that might have been a little false.
Doesn't his jurisdiction end? Well, okay, fair enough. But doesn't his jurisdiction end at the Florida, Georgia state line, something like that?
Something like that.
A tactical maneuver, as it's being described here, Dom, that will test how far the state will go to enforce immigration law, which is obviously under federal purview, Dom, as the Republican governor prepares to launch a presidential campaign. It'd be different if he was somehow, quote-unquote, protecting Florida's borders, but he ain't. He's involving himself and law enforcement into multi-jurisdictional overreach.
Again, didn't he, like, literally ship migrants from the Texas border?
Texas migrants, as Florida governor, sent him to, what, Cape Cod, Massachusetts or something, right?
Something like that, somewhere in Northeast.
A few to the vice president's home, I believe, a few to Elizabeth Warren's home.
There's just so many. Just spread them around, flip it for everybody, DeSantis.
The governor's office sent hundreds of state troopers, police, and National Guard soldiers, plus boats and planes, are ready to head to the border as early as Wednesday. The state's response is being done under the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, a partnership among all states to provide mutual aid. Were they asking for your aid, Ron? DeSantis's response comes at a time when political tensions over immigration are particularly inflamed, with the expiration of the pandemic-era rule known as Title 42. I would listen closely, according to the Miami Herald, and I've seen this reported elsewhere, Dom. While the surge in migrants has not happened, there has actually been a 50% reduction in migration and immigration context at the border, my understanding.
The last week, right.
But it was a siege. I mean, it was supposed to be a siege. That's what Fox News said. America's under siege. We have no borders. Except the actual facts on the ground are 50% less contacts since the expiration of Title 42. A little bit more here. While a surge in migrants has not happened, Border Patrol officials fear ending the policy would increase migrant encounters. So there was fear that sometime in the future there could be more migrations. So DeSantis is going to act with Florida state law enforcement, send them to the Texas border. While Biden ignores the crisis he created, Florida stands ready to help Texas respond to the crisis, DeSantis said in a statement. The issue of immigration, a powerful motivating issue for the Republican base, has been a driving policy issue for DeSantis as he increasingly blames the Biden administration for the situation at the border. Again, this is the border of a different state, not the one he's governor of.
Minor detail.
This is something that is the responsibility of Joe Biden. Correct, so stay out of it. This is a responsibility that he has defaulted on really from day one of his presidency. According to you and Fox News, obviously, if he had a different administration, it'd be a lot easier to actually deal with the problem at its source. Meaning what? You're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it? Is that your plan?
Oh, that's already been done. You got to come up with something different.
This year's mission will not be the first time DeSantis has sent assets, Dom, to help Texas officers respond to immigration issues. In the summer of 21, he spent at least $1.6 million to send dozens of state law enforcement officers on a weeks-long border mission in Texas. The seven-week trip, led by three state agencies, was cast by the Republican governor as a needed measure to beef up security at the border amid the failures of the Biden administration. And while critics saw the effort as a state-funded political stunt, latter category, Dom.
Yeah, it's going to be a little more expensive this time. NBCMiami.com reporting on the assets, Michael. 101 Florida Highway Patrol officers, 200 Florida Department of Law Enforcement officers in teams of 40, 200 Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officers. Didn't we get a ticket from one of those guys, Crudy?
I got a ticket from a freaking game warden because the fascists here in the state of Wisconsin wanted to squelch all First Amendment public singing and protest.
800 Florida National Guard soldiers, 20 emergency management personnel, including radio technicians, mechanics, and planners, 5 available fixed-wing aircraft with monitoring equipment and downlink capabilities, 2 aviation crews, 2 mobile command vehicles and 2 command teams, 17 available unmanned aerial vehicles and support teams, and 10 vessels, including airboats, shallow draft vessels, and mid-range vessels.
He better put on those white boots and get his ass down to the border. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
Come on back!
Download the Civic Media app now so you can listen to this brilliance anywhere.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Last October, the Marshfield community lost a 16-year-old boy to fentanyl poisoning. Cam Kirschbaum was an avid skater, and friends and family created a wall of flowers and artwork at the skate park to celebrate his life. The city of Marshfield is replacing the graffiti with colorful artwork to remember Cam and help bring awareness to drug abuse and mental health. Councilmember Michael Riley is spearheading the project. It will feature an illuminated concrete wall at the skate park entrance with painted murals on both sides. A memorial bench and 25 pieces of artwork on the fence surrounding the perimeter will also be included. O'Reilly wants to include artwork created by community members with the goal to remind youth who use the park to make healthy choices and remember Cam. In sports, the Brewers beat the Cardinals last night 3-2. The rubber match is tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 42. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 74. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, 50, cloudy. Low 60s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Low 70s, mainly sunny skies Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Somewhere else your first.
Lead. Go ahead, man.
GOP's Tommy Tuberville refuses to answer as he gets grilled over his defense of white nationalists. I think you should know this guy.
Yeah.
Senator Tommy Tuberville, Republican from Alabama, has found himself caught in the middle of a scandal of his own making after he told a reporter that white nationalists serving in the military were nothing more than Americans. Speaking to Raw Story, one of my favorite sources, exclusive Exclusively, on Tuesday, Tupperville said that he wasn't sure about an increase in terrorism for white supremacists. We got a lot of Americans. I try to be an American. Is that a defense exactly?
I'm not sure if white nationalists are Americans. Of course, if you're a citizen, you're American, no matter how racist you are. But I'm not clear that I'd be following up. Oh, yeah, white nationalists are American, and I'm an American. Does that mean you're a white nationalist?
Raw Story quoted the statistics to him with the most recent numbers the FBI revealed about the increase in hate crimes in the one-year anniversary of the attack on Top Supermarket in Buffalo. Yeah. I'm not getting into that argument, said Tupperville. I don't know. All I know is we need more Americans in that country that believe in the country. Raw Story cited the incidents in Charlottesville in which the crowd of people sporting tiki torches chanted, "Jews will not replace us." We got a mental health problem in this country, Tupperville said. It's one of our biggest problems. Well, that's like the Republican base out margin. I don't think that's the defense usually used when they're talking about the base of their own party, Dom. They don't normally cast the wide mentally ill on their whole base, do they?
They do if you're Tommy Tupperville.
It wasn't clear, according to the reporting here, Dom, if he was suggesting the neo-Nazis and white supremacists at Charlottesville were suffering from a mental health problem. I think he was suggesting the entire crowd was, Dom. When asked if there was a white supremacist problem, Tupperville dodged, again saying, "I'm not getting into that argument."
What argument?
Whether or not there are white supremacists. And this originated from the conversation, is it okay for white nationalists to serve in our armed national services? And he said, they're just Americans.
They're just Americans.
So sorry for my digression. You said to me you wanted more Tupperville.
Let's roll on here a little bit more. Tupperville serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee and three subcommittees, one for strategic forces, one for emerging threats, another on personnel. Over the past several years, there's been a concern about emerging threats from extremists and militia members connected to military branches, either discharged or on active duty. The attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021 revealed some of those who attempted to overthrow the Capitol and the 2020 election were current personnel or former personnel in the military. There were three active duty Marines, one Navy member, and nine other active reserve and National Guard who had been arrested in connection with January 6th. The George Washington University's Project on Extremism reported that out of the 968 defendants charged with January 6 crimes, 131 have a military background. That makes up 13%, the site said.
Dominic, statistically speaking, what about the insurrectionist adjacent? Like former Navy SEAL, now U.S. Congressman from Wisconsin's 3rd, Derek Van Orden, while he wasn't charged at the insurrection, but he showed up for it, and he photographed himself, and he was supportive of it broadly. What about him? You know, he's former military.
Does he count? These are people that were charged, so no, he would not count in this statistic.
So he's just insurrectionist adjacent, but does not fall in the 13% of former military, current military that actually participated and were charged in the January 6th. You know, someone should review the tape a little closer.
I think you're right. And to your point, the conversation he had recently, many militia groups and right-wing extremists are looking for ways to start a second civil war, one Washington Post report explained. It's why there has been a conversation among Homeland Security officials and the military about the radical right domestic terrorism. I think President Joe Biden made some reference recently in a speech calling that domestic, you know, white nationalist terrorism the greatest threat, domestic terrorist threat that we have. Raw Story continues. But when asked about it, Tupperville, talking about, you know, the radical right domestic terrorism, Tupperville rushed to defend extremists as patriotic Americans. When he attempted to clean it up with another statement, it got even worse. And he asked how a white nationalist, quote unquote, is defined. The NBC reporter that spoke to him explained neo-Nazis are one group, a fact he seemed confused by. You think a white nationalist is a Nazi, question mark? I don't look at it like that. I look at a white nationalist as a Trump Republican.
I think he's said. I think he's pretty close to nailing it right there, Dom.
That's what we're called all the time, a mega person. We are losing in the military so fast our readiness in terms of recruitment. And why? I'll tell you why. Because the Democrats are attacking our military, Tuberville said. He went on to say that the Joe Biden agenda is to get out the white extremists, the white nationalists, people that don't believe in our agenda. He explained that is destroying the military. And finally, the Raw Story reports at the same time, Tuberville is holding up the promotions of 200 service members because he's mad about abortion. Biden halted a move of the Space Command to Alabama after the state banned nearly all abortions in the state.
Tuberville.
Oh, nationalist Nazis? That's not what they call us. I just say those are Trump supporters. Wow. Tuberville. Not the sharpest tack.
You notice he said that's what they call us. 844-967-2789. They call us the Devil's Advocates. Some call us the greatest radio show ever, and they are the best
people. The true speakers.
Dynamo Dave, how are you, fella?
Hey, David.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, I was wondering, first of all, pop quiz. What fair goes on in Custer, Wisconsin, happening? That's the world's largest fair of its kind. June 23rd through the 25th, it's going to have its 33rd anniversary.
Well, I would say it's the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. I saw Johnny and June Carter Cash at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, and that was like 1987. But that seems like that's more than 33 years ago. So Cody's been partying at fairs, but which one is it in Custer? I'm sorry, man. I don't know.
No, so this is the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair. It's the world's
largest I've been there.
Fair of its kind.
With all the solar panels.
Yeah, exactly. We got to get you guys to do a live broadcast from there.
Well, I don't know what we would talk about for all the time. You know, I'm down for renewables.
You could have guests. You guys could have guests. You could interview people doing the things, and you could always do your reporting that you do every day, and then you broaden your audience.
You know, Dave, I went to one of them. I am a big believer, especially photovoltaic solar energy. I considered starting a company of sort. I even had a name for it. Have you ever heard of Wisconsin Solar? That was my dream for a short time, Dave. I was going to put solar panels all across Wisconsin roofs.
Well, there's still time.
Well, Dave, send me some information, man. You going there? You going to be at the Custer Renewable Energy Fair?
Yes, I will be. I generally attend every year, and it's great. And it's not just renewable workshops. It's got all sorts of different things for living off the land and living in an urban environment that, you know, green living related. There's seed saving, permaculture, of course, wind generation. It just goes on and on. There's something for everything, and there's workshops for kids, you know, and games and stuff. There's like exercise, and they got good bands and good keynote speakers. So I think it'd be so cool if you guys came out there, both of you.
Well, I'm going to speak for myself. Dom will not be at the fair.
I like the fairs, man.
I'll look it up, Dave. You know, I was thinking back in history, like, when the hell would I have cared about...
That was a
long
time ago. I remember you talking about it. We talked about it.
Buddy, that was 2008, 2007, 15 years ago, 16 years ago. I went, it was like 17 years old then. Now it's 33, according to Dynamo Dave from Duluth. Dave, if I'm there, I'll buy you a cold one, fella. If I'm there, 844. 967-2789. Otherwise, you got to come all the way to Madison. Mark from the SAC, how you been, fella?
Hey, Mark.
Doing okay. Hey, what's DeSantis going to do if there's some crisis in Florida? Well, he's got all his assets deployed to Texas when they actually are going to be needed in Florida. How is he going to respond to that? I mean, that
we're not quite in a hurricane season yet.
Well. Yeah, but we don't know with climate change. You don't know what's going to come down the pike. I mean, because
Well, sure, it's real bad, Mark. He'll strap on those white boots and, you know, go press the flesh. And
yeah, he'll look.
He'll do what Ron DeSantis does. Let's be Ron DeSantis.
Do you remember when Joni Ernst talked about putting your foot in a plastic bag, like a Wonder Bread bag, for like a shoe or a boot liner when you were a kid?
Walking to school.
I bet you Ron's got some Wonder Bread in those white boots.
Yeah, it's just amazing that and for CJ, it's all there's a bunch of Republicans out there trying to talk up the Durham report. It's a big old fat nothing burger, and they should just admit it and cut their losses.
Mark, they're going to try to do everything they can with it. And I heard some audio today, and thanks for the call, man.
Never admit. Always spin.
Always spin. And here's the new line, if you haven't heard it yet. McCarthy railing on Congressman Adam Schiff, calling him a liar, saying that the Durham report proved that he lied to the American people. And how can a man like Congressman Schiff, who lied to the American people, remain in Congress? Because if you're going to talk about removing Congressman George Santos, who has not gone through the process, you know, innocent proven guilty, if you're going to talk about removing George Santos, then how can you not talk about removing Adam Schiff, who John Durham proved lied to the American people? That's the new storyline. So, you know, get used to it.
Santos was charged with 13 felonies by federal Department of Justice investigators.
Well, I mean, he hasn't been convicted yet.
And who's saying this? Who wants Schiff out?
Speaker McCarthy today.
Are you kidding me? The Speaker of the House?
Yeah.
In the middle of debt negotiations with our president, he's coming off reasonably by analogizing Adam Schiff with George Santos. They're same. Our guy's just like your guy.
Our colleagues, you know, everyone's got, you know, problematic Congress folks in their party. You know, ours happens to be George Santos, and the Democrat, they have Adam Schiff, who, you know, is apparently lied to the American people because John Durham apparently said it. But it doesn't matter if Durham said it or not. That's what McCarthy is interpreting, and that's what he's saying.
Can you serve in Congress from prison? From a federal prison? Because I think Santos might actually end up doing a little prison time, Dom. These are felonies. These are substantial crimes being alleged against the man.
Oh, yes. I also heard McCarthy.
Wire fraud, money laundering. These are not small crimes.
Wanting, you know, the ethics committee made up of an equal number of Republicans and Democrats to look at the available evidence that's already in public circulation with regards to Mr. Santos. And they'll make a determination. He believes that, you know, the committee is headed by a former Republican prosecutor, and they fully believe that they'll be able to address the Santos problem, perhaps with the ethics committee,
while retaining his necessary vote because of the slim margin of their majority in the U.S. House. Dom,
that's about right.
I mean,
yeah, dude, really,
it's craven. It's craven. Come back with us, Devil's Advocates. It's a two for Tuesday. We're nearly done, but you can still be a part. 844-967-2789.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mixed Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty! A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mixed. Log on to EmmanuelsMix.com. That's EmmanuelsMix.com. And get snacking.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 36.
Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow, highs around 70. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 56. Upper 60s Friday and Saturday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Check out the Devil's Advocates Radio with Crute and Dumb.
You guys really make sense.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment. So if you got something to say, we'll hit you up at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Miller Lite has now drawn the ire of the conservatives.
No.
You know what they did?
What'd they do?
According to the Fox News Digital, the Foxy News, Miller Lite's woke apology for Bikini Girls ad sparks new beer industry controversy. They all kind of lost their mind. Wait till you hear what a couple of the Foxy hosts, the women, said. Hold on, bear with me.
All right.
Miller Lite faces fresh criticism Tuesday after a woke advertisement resurfaced in the wake of the Bud Light controversy. Apparently, Miller Lite tried to acknowledge Women's History Month. That's the woke ad. Outnumbered is a Foxy News show. Panelists questioned the beer industry's motive for pushing progressive ads. You know, why acknowledge women at all? The Miller Lite advertisement was released in March to celebrate Women's History Month. Well, yeah, why would they ever do that? And spotlighted the company's effort to support female brewers. It also included a litany of bleeped out curse words and a strong condemnation of the old beer advertisements that leaned on bikini-clad women as a selling point.
Right. I had a Bud Light poster with the Bud Light girls and Spuds McKenzie.
Though Miller Lite's ad was overlooked when it was initially released, they found him, Dom. They caught him. Bud Light's controversial partnership with trans activist Dylan Mulvaney, which led to a consumer boycott and a drop in sales, brought new scrutiny to the beer industry. Now who's the woke beer? It's Miller Lite. Outnumbered co-host Kaylee McEnany, Dom. You know, wasn't she the play-action Barbie spokeslayer for the Trump administration?
For the Trump administration, yes.
Said she was offended by Miller Lite's female-focused advertisements for its overuse of vulgarities and the term women. She doesn't like the term women, Kaylee McEnany. What a reductionist way to view women, she said Tuesday. Make me laugh, inspire me. Don't reduce me to this. Emily Campagno, I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your name, Emily, but I don't expect great things from you based on what you said here.
So we're not going to worry about it.
Added that the pivot away from Bikini Girls mirrors how other companies have changed their portrayal of women and femininity. You know, Dom, like when the green M&Ms was given sneakers instead of heels. Wait, there's more. Here's her quote. Apparently now to be a woman in 2023, you need to wear a sweatshirt and jeans and be in the dirt and not wear a bikini.
So they're lamenting the good old days of exploiting women on beer commercials?
The female host is lamenting the fact that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
Well, I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network, right?
No, the I believe it's the Fox News. Well, I see.
Perhaps these fine hosts could, you know, pick themselves up by their bootstraps, start their own brewery, and then, you know, advertise and make the beer and sell it how they want if they don't like the way it's being done. Isn't that the American way?
Here's another quote from a outnumbered host, Tom. And is this targeting going to make the money? Because if it's not, why do it? So I want to know, why did they think that? Who do they think wants to buy a beer based on a woman who only knows one cuss word, by the way, and she says it over and over and over? The whole thing is just really odd. And then, speaking of really odd, co-host Brian Kilmeade called on beer companies to return to advertisements showing athletes having fun. You know, tastes great, less filling, Dom, instead of progressive ideals. I don't know why a marketing person who wants to keep their job would do something like this. Why are they messing with beer drinkers? Kilmeade then explained an issue with the Miller Lite's condemnation of bikini girls in beer ads. They don't want to look back on women's history and say that the bikini ever had a role. I think we're going to be forced to pick a third beer. Oh no. They've moved on from both Bud Light and Miller Lite. Welcome to my world.
Well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
Dom, I can't wait till they've entirely moved on to drinking Coors Light.
Coors Light will be next, right?
What's that?
Coors Light will be next, right? At some
point? No, no. He's a big conservative, I thought. Although, okay. God forbid he drops a woke ad campaign, because then it's all over but the boycotting. 844-967-2789. Hey, Ebone, don't boycott screening some calls. We'll get to you in a minute, folks. More headlines, Dom. Where do you want to go next?
Well, let's get to the caller, and we're going to have to come back to this piece tomorrow. Folks, make sure you tune in tomorrow. Our pal, Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, is going to join us at 5 o'clock. Lots of legal stuff going on. Maggie texted me today the civil lawsuit filed against Rudy Giuliani, and so I thought that was might have a little bit of a hint from Maggie that she wanted to talk about it, so we're going to get Maggie on here tomorrow. We're going to talk about that, and also the propaganda that the Republicans are using, this Durham report. You heard CJ earlier. You know, you have the conservative friends or family. They're jumping on this without reading it, of course. We're going to get there as well, but let's get back to the callers at 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? You will have the last word today. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Question. If Ron DeSantis has got Wonder Bread wrappers in those shrimper boots of his, is the Wonder Bread still in there?
Answer, no. Scott Walker ate it all with ham and cheese sandwiches.
Oh, God. Before or after?
Right. A little DeSantis flavor on the Sammies.
You don't want to know the answer to that one, Hoosier Bob.
Well, here's another side to it. If he gets a hole in that shrimper boot, because you can buy those cheap, and the water rushes in, blows through the Wonder Bread wrapper, his bread all gets wet, and B, he could be stuck out there in that water for a while.
I wish I could see him out there with waders. You know, like when water overflows the waders, and you know, you're like, ah! That will be Ron DeSantis's presidential campaign.
Well, he's got to keep the boots on because he doesn't want to get his pantyhose wet.
Scott Walker, Wanker, as I like to call him, he's a big fisherman too. And once you got him, they're hooked. Thank you all for listening to
First this. One's free, man.
Two for edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. No, there won't be a second one. Not like this. They're all unique. Please stick around. Busted Pencils at 7 Native Roots Radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh. Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.